coming in on Zimmer frames or walking sticks, who fall over and break a bone and are effectively immobile 6 to 8 weeks while their fracture's healing. And for many of them, that period requires a stay in a care home. So I think I described my study design last year, but just briefly, I'm looking at a cohort to find out their heterogeneity. So a main study doing observational measures, hand grip strength, how much muscle they have and things. And then taking two sub-studies from that. So a deep phenotype sub-study, which is looking more at the muscle metabolism using some of the methods that Phil Atherton has just described. And a second motor unit sub-study looking at the innervation to muscles. And the measurements will take place over time. Week 0 to 6 are when they are immobile, and week 16 through their follow-up. Now, the study's ongoing, and I'm currently recruiting, so I can't really present the results. So I thought I'd mention some observations we've made just through our initial measurements through some of these patients. So the key observations we've sort of come across, and the one that's really shocked us the most, is the degree of muscle loss at baseline that this cohort has in already sustained, and sort of following from that, therefore, the degree of frailty within this cohort. We know that we lose muscle as we age. So these are ultrasound pictures from a study Joe Mallinson did, showing on the left a young male and on the right an older, healthy 70-year-old male, showing the ultrasound images of their vastus lateralis muscle, which we use predominantly for walking. And you can see there's a effect as you age, or as these patients have aged, their muscles have got smaller in size, and to some degree the amount of fascicles within this picture is in the older male have also reduced. So how does that compare to my cohort so far? So most of my cohort are female, because osteoporosis predominantly occurs in females, so they're more likely to break bones. So the lady on the left, 81-year-old lady, she's marked there the subcutaneous tissue is on this ultrasound image, and she has a VL thickness similar to that the healthy 70-year-old male of about 2 centimetres. I think what was most striking in the cohort that we've sort of so far recruited is the variability, and also to the extent of loss the lady on the right has sustained. So she's not got as much subcutaneous tissue, and she's not got as much muscle thickness in her VL. They're on the same scale at 5 centimetres depth, I think. And her VL muscle thickness on this slide was less than a centimetre. And I think this was quite enlightening. We hadn't quite worked out how little muscle some of our older, frailer individuals have. And it sort of raised questions in terms of, is it possible during their immobile period to lose even more muscle? And if they did lose more muscle, that would be a target for, or could be a target for, interventions of exercise and nutrition. Or have we simply missed the boat in some of our very frail elderly, where their muscles won't respond to further interventions? So the next step, as I say, is to sort of go through with the sub-studies and to look at in detail at what's happening to the muscle, how is muscle behaving on the inside in terms of its metabolism, how is it getting to this particular point that we get to with the picture on the left, the right, and will intervention sort of help? So that's where we are so far with this study. Any questions? Oh, take your questions.
Thank you very much for getting us up to the questions. So in terms of the practicality of biopsies and observing biomarkers,
yes.
Is there anything to biopsy? Well, are there risks with biopsying people with such?
Yes, so the biopsy we're going to do under ultrasound, I haven't yet...